Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
So speaking of gratitude, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my relationship with my son, who is rapidly growing before my eyes. And I'm grateful for the family and friends who have held me down through the various ups and downs. I'm also grateful for this church. I'm grateful for the ways that the Path has flourished and developed while seeking to make the community around us better. And so, as many of us might do, I reflected over the past year, and while I was thinking about that and what I was looking forward to in the new year, I realized that there are so many things that God is calling us to and ways that God is calling us higher and deeper. Yet amidst all of the thinking and the conversations, I came to realize that not everyone looks forward to the new year the same way that I do. And so I did what any self-respecting millennial pastor would do. I decided to ask on Instagram. And so I asked, like, how do you feel about the new year? And I'm going to pose that question to you all as well. How do you feel about the new year? Do you feel expectant? Or do you feel like it's the same old stuff, just a different day? Or are you holding out hope like Cowboys fans since 1995? No matter what your response is, I realize that as I parsed through the responses I got on Instagram, it was interesting because I knew some of the stories of the people that responded. I knew their outlook on life, and I knew that what they said and how they viewed the new year was impacted by loss. Some of it was tied to their disappointment over the last couple of New Year's, while others were ready to say, no matter what happened in the past, I'm excited for the journey forward to see what God wants to do. You know, no matter what your view on the New Year is, I believe that Jesus is still inviting us into the miraculous. Of course, none of us knows what is in store for our futures, but as we've seen in this series, so many things change when Jesus steps onto the scene and invites us on a journey. And so today we're going to spend a little time in chapter 24 of Luke's gospel as we see a couple of folks who, like us, were on a journey wondering about what would be next. Let's go to Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 21. And I'll be reading from the NRS version and NRSV, and it says this. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, what are you discussing with each other while you walk along? And so they stood still looking sad. And then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days? He asked them, what things? Jesus, funny to me. And they replied, the things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped. Haven't you used that phrase before? But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all of this, it is now the third day since these things took place. And so here's a quick backdrop of what's going on here. We have come to the third day since Jesus has been crucified. And in this particular passage, we come across two disciples of Jesus, Cleopas plus one. Now, if you grew up in a black household or if you're familiar with the Southern expression and them, that's who I'm going to call Cleopas and his friend today, Cleopas and them. You see, at any rate, the Bible tells us that Cleopas and them were on the way to Emmaus, leaving Jerusalem. And according to the surrounding text, they've already heard from the women that the tomb was empty. Apparently, they were close enough to the 11 disciples to have received confirmation from Peter, who decided to investigate and also recognized that the tomb was empty. Yet, despite hearing about the empty tomb, Cleopas and them leave Jerusalem and make their way on a 7-mile journey, according to Luke, to Emmaus. And then we pick it up here as Jesus decided to join them as they take a long walk. And that's the title of my message today, A Long Walk. Now, if you started singing a little Jill Scott when you saw the title, you're my kind of people. Nonetheless, we have disciples here and they're leaving the place of the promised king. And I imagine that they were battling with all types of emotions. The passage tells us that they were discussing what had taken place. And as I read, I can't help but imagine that they were doing what many of us do. They were trying to piece together the purpose for all that they had just gone through. They were reflecting in hindsight, trying to understand why they delayed gratification, why they leaned into Jesus' words, why they left their families to follow this random group of Jesus followers. They were probably talking about Jesus doing the miracle of feeding the multitude, the ways that he spoke with authority, the ways that he healed the sick, the ways that he gave sight to the blind, the ways he stood up against the establishment and corruption around them. And so they might have even been trying to figure out, why is Jesus' tomb empty? As they're walking away, they're probably trying to process what they're going through and wondering if someone's playing a cruel joke on them. And just as they were recounting all of the miracles, they were probably overcome with a sense of astonishment and disappointment at the same time, trying to make sense of it all. And here comes Jesus walking up from behind. And as Jesus came to them, he asked, "What are y'all talking about?" And the scriptures say that they were kept from recognizing him. Now, if you're anything like me, I'm sure you might be asking a few questions like, "Jesus, why don't you just reveal yourself? Why don't you just say, I'm here? Don't worry anymore." If you're Cleopas, you're probably saying, "How come I can't recognize this guy?" We might be saying, "Y'all don't see that you're talking to the one you're talking about? Do you not recognize Jesus?" But amidst my questioning, I realized that Cleopas and them went through what so many of us go through. If we're striving to see Jesus, trying to understand what's going on. Sometimes our vision is clouded by our disappointment and we can become disillusioned in the face of deferred hope. And that's my first and only point today, deferred hope. You see, these two disciples were on a journey that caused them to wonder if they had placed their hope in the wrong man. Did they bet on the wrong horse? Did they have expectations too high for the Messiah that they had hoped for? How do I know this? Well, because it's right there in verse 21. They said, "But we had hoped." It means at some point that they had a preferred future in mind. They had a different perspective on what could come, and yet it dwindled. We had hoped. Well, what did they hope? You know, scholars tell us that they probably had hoped that Jesus was the one who was going to be their warrior, their king, their defender. Underneath oppressive Roman rule, they had hoped that Jesus would be the king that would overthrow Caesar and claim military victory for Israel. And so when Jesus did not appear victorious in the way that they had imagined, they had their hope shattered. You know, we can read scriptures and sometimes be critical of people, but many times we ourselves have our own understanding of what God is going to do. We have our own perspective and expectation of how God is going to answer our prayers and open up ways and create opportunities. And then when those things do not happen the way we expect them to, we too find ourselves saying, "But we had hoped." You know, I believe Cleopas and them were embodying what we see in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, where it says, "A hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." Or, as the great poet Langston Hughes writes, He says, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun or fester like a sore and run? You see, whether it's the wisdom of Proverbs or the reminder from the poet, the theme rings true that there is no fuel or staying power without hope. Why is that important for us today? It's important for us today because some of us are coming into 2023 tired. In 2020, you thought it would be the year of perfect vision and you saw things you never wanted to see. In 2021, you thought it would be the year of relief and yet you suffered more loss. And in 2022, you thought it would be the breakout year and it ended up being a breaking year. And so you're struggling. You're struggling with disappointment, frustration, and hopelessness. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that this one thing that we see in the text that you may not recognize, lean into this. Jesus is walking with you even in the process. You see, looking back at our text, I noticed that the author of Luke decided to point out that this journey was 7 miles. And as my brain was turning, I decided to look up, how long is a 7-mile journey on foot? If I were to walk 7 miles, about how long would it take me? And Google informed me that it might be approximately 2 to 2.5 hours. Whew. 2 hours of their brains going, 2 hours of them trying to piece together what was going on, 2 hours of wondering might be next. And you might say, Jazz, who cares? But it appears to me that Jesus cares. It appears to me that Jesus was so concerned about what they were going through. I mean, isn't it interesting that this Jesus who knew the hearts of men and answered what they were thinking, this Jesus who walked on water, this Jesus who performed miracles, is the same Jesus journeying with Cleopas and them asking questions? You know, the end of verse 17 acknowledged the emotion that they had. The emotion that they had was sadness. You know, I want to take a moment here as an aside to simply say this. Sometimes when people go through things, we don't need to swoop in to tell them everything will be all right. We don't always need to give perspective. Sometimes we just need to emulate Jesus and walk, ask more questions, and listen. But you know, brothers and sisters, no matter what comes our way this year, I want to encourage you with the fact that Jesus wants to take a long walk with you. You know, Jesus hears the cries, sees the hurts. Jesus has experienced loss and grief and pain. And Jesus saying, I'm willing to walk with you and be with you in your deferred hope. You know, the beautiful thing about this story is that Jesus didn't leave Cleopas and them sitting in hopelessness, sadness, and despair. Let's read further down in Luke 24, 28. Through 31. Verse 28 says this, as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. Again, Jesus is funny to me. But they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over. And so he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight. You know, I love this part of the story. As Jesus walks along with them, he listens to them. He eventually shares the scriptures with them and highlights what the Hebrew Bible had to say. But then their hope was realized when he broke the bread and blessed it. You know, the beauty of all of this is that Jesus didn't impose. It wasn't until they were hospitable enough to invite him in that they were privy to the hope he had. You know, the truth is, for many of us, as we can move as if Jesus is distant. We move as if God is just commanding us to do something for the sake of telling us what to do. But this story shows us that one way Jesus invites us to the miraculous is by walking with us through the process. You see, the thing about deferred hope is that it's sometimes deferred, but it's not demolished. I'm gonna say it one more time. Sometimes by walking with Jesus, we recognize that our hope is deferred, but not demolished. Family, for everyone watching this today, I want to encourage you. If you're watching this on the first day of the new year, 2023, thank God that Jesus was willing to walk with you through any and everything you went through in 2022. Or whenever you're watching this, it's my prayer that you're able to choose hope again and again. You see, the story of Cleopas and them mirrors so many of our stories. We're waiting for the miraculous, and in the midst of the waiting, we find ourselves saying we had hoped. But the beauty of it is that we're never alone. Cleopas had a partner to walk through the challenges with, and then Jesus came to support them, strengthen them with the scriptures, and then open their eyes as they broke bread together. My prayer today is that no matter where you are in your walk with God, start walking so that Jesus and his followers can journey with you. If you've been journeying for a while, I don't want you to forget that Jesus is willing to walk the miles with you. And if your hope feels like it's deferred, don't let it be demolished. Because in this life, there will be plenty of times when you have to take a long walk. At this time, I want to prepare you all to take a moment to reflect. Reflect on where God has brought you from, despite all of the highlights, all of the lows. I want you to just really take a moment as we prepare for communion to ask this question. Where has Jesus journeyed with me? You know, I can't go through all of the ebbs and flows of the narrative of the story of these disciples who are going to Emmaus. I can't go through all of it, but the beauty of this story is that they moved from hopelessness and despair to being two people who were able to share with others what they experienced, not only in their hopelessness, but when Jesus was able to open their eyes. And in all of it, I realized that none of that happens in a vacuum. And so I want to encourage you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, know that Jesus and his followers, us, we want to journey with you. We want to take that long walk, so that you may have a deferred hope, but it won't be a demolished hope. Let's pray for communion. God in heaven, we thank you for being the one who is able to write a story much greater than our own. God, we thank you that you're the God that gave us Jesus, who was willing to be in the muck and mire with us. You gave us Jesus, who is willing to model for us what it means to love one another deeply. God, we thank you that you promise that we're never alone, even in the times when we feel like we're alone. God, 2023 will have so many ebbs and flows and so many curveballs that come our way, God. I know it because it's the reality of life. And yet, you remind us, not only will we have trouble in this world, but that Jesus has overcome the world. As we eat this cracker that represents Jesus' body and drink this juice that represents his blood, I pray that we're reminded that Jesus made the sacrifice so that we could have access to you. God, help us to recognize when we had hoped that you are the God that's still answering prayers, even when it doesn't look the way we think it would be. God, help us move forward in a way that honors you and glorifies you. And in gratitude, we love you and praise in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.